With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The Community Action Partnership of San Bernardino County held a drive-through food distribution event at San Bernardino Valley College Wednesday. KBCR's Andrew Caravella interviewed the CEO of the organization, Patricia Nichols Butler.
How has the pandemic impacted the way you do your operations?
Well, for our organization, we are a human service agency that's been around 55 years. We serve the community through four core programs. We've had to really shut down those services because it involved going into individuals' homes. So we ramped up our food bank. That's where we've seen the highest increase in demand is for food assistance. So our staff were moved over to support our food bank operations, and we had a loss of volunteers at some of our partner sites. We are the largest provider of emergency food in San Bernardino County, and we partner with about 250 sites to get the food out to the community. And so about 17 of those sites had to shut down because they operate with seniors who are one of our most vulnerable populations. So we're doing these large scale events like the one today to really serve the community and fill in those gaps where those distribution sites are not occurring.
Are there any communities you've seen in the Inland Empire that seem to be struggling more than others?
Well, we know in San Bernardino County, there's a high incidence of poverty. Because we serve all of San Bernardino County, we'll be going to Hinckley on Friday for a distribution. And we know that that's a very remote area. It's in fact considered a food desert. So we're going out there to serve that area as well. In the high desert, we've seen a high increase in demand. Overall, we've seen about 10,000 more households requesting food assistance. And some of these individuals have never needed our food bank before.
More information is available at capsbc.org. Communities across California are searching for ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19 among homeless people. In Sacramento, a retired Air Force veteran is using his Showers on Wheels program to help out. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols has that story.
More than home cooking or even a roof over his head, Mark Lytell says a hot shower was the best thing after returning from one of his deployments in the desert. Now, the former tech sergeant is offering that same comfort and basic hygiene to hundreds of people who are homeless in Sacramento.
You know, we know right now with what's going on, that's a huge thing to keep this from spreading. You know, wash your hands, stay hygienic, clean, and they can't do that out on the river. But when they come and see me, they know they've got a nice hot shower and we've got the soap for them. They got the compassion and the love that they're not getting from elsewhere because everybody's closed.
7 days a week, he sets up his silver trailer in a parking lot at St. John's Lutheran Church in Midtown. It has three separate spaces, each with a shower, sink, fresh towels, and body lotion. As people line up, Lytell even hands out new underwear and socks. When it's busy, each person gets 10 minutes inside the trailer. After each finishes, Lytell dons a painter suit, respirator, and gloves, and bleach cleans the stalls.
If it works out right, they'll all come out together, and I can go back in and clean. It takes me about maybe 3 minutes to do each one.
For 76-year-old Ray Keene, who lives on the street, getting a shower...
It makes it $1 million. It makes it feel like $1 million when I get out. It really, really helps my ego, and stress is real bad out here on the street. It really is.
For Vintage Monroe, it's about staying healthy while homeless in a pandemic.
And with the COVID-19, you make sure you're extra clean and you're not spreading any germs around.
To pay for the program, Lytell says he relies on small grants and donations. He's raised about $8,000 on a GoFundMe page. As for why he does this, he says he simply wants to help those in need.
So at least I could be here to help, because I could be one of those people tomorrow. You know, any of us could be. And I just want to be here to help them. And, you know, they come and get a meal, see a smiling face, you know, take a hot shower. I mean, that's the least I could do to help our community.
The help is appreciated by hundreds without a home. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.